This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix, and you don't want to ever get a surprise bill. Especially not one that's almost $2,000.
No, that's a lot of money. It's, you gotta reach down deep in that pocket. So what happened? It was just a bill that came in the mail or in your email?
In the mail.
In the mail, okay.
From We Energies from 2023 because of a mistake.
Why are you not paying your bill?
It was a mistake that my husband and his best friend Dave made back in August of 2023. Look, here's what happened.
The boys made a mistake.
We decided when our son was gone at Marine Corps boot camp in San Diego in the summer of 2023, all along when he was gone, we were going to surprise him with a flagpole in the backyard when he got back from boot camp. Because when he enlisted in the Marines at 17, we got him a big Marine Corps flag that hung up in his bedroom. And Eric and I knew all along, we're like, that same flag that he looked at for the year and a half before he left is going to be hanging in our backyard. And he'll be the one to like hang it up on the flagpole underneath the American flag. Because he'd always talked about, like, it'd be so cool to have a flagpole.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
that was the plan. So Brayson's gone, again, 2 years ago at boot camp. And I had Digger's Hotline out to spray paint and mark the yard. And they pointed right on the other side of the fence. I said, hey, look, right there is an electrical box. So you have to make sure that you go to the right of the orange line. So I'm standing on our patio looking in the back corner of the yard right next to that bush. And he's like, you have to go to the right. Dig there.
Go to the right.
Don't go to the left. No problem. Right. So it gets to be game time. Dave comes over. Eric's in the backyard. Beautiful August day. This is about a week before we're going to be leaving for his graduation. It's going to be awesome. We're all excited. And so I'm standing there on the patio and I pointed to Eric and I said, hey, remember, see that orange line? Go to the right of the line.
He's like, what they told you to do.
Got it. Go to the right of the line.
Dig to the right. Okay. All right.
So Eric went out to the corner of the yard. Now, mind you, I kind of saw what he was doing, but I thought, don't micromanage. He's got it. I left to go shopping.
That was your first mistake. Anytime the ladies leave, something happens. I tell my wife, Jess, all the time, do not go anywhere because if you change your mind, I'm not doing this again. So is that what happened? He changes.
He was now standing in that corner of the yard facing the patio.
Oh, so.
So when he said in his brain, go to the right of the orange line, he's flipped it. He's facing the other direction. So what is he doing? He's now digging on the left of the orange line where you're not supposed to. And they hit something.
Oh,
they hit
something.
And what ended up happening is they had to call 911. And of course, this is on a Sunday.
Why'd you have to call 911?
Because they thought they hit a power line.
Oh, okay.
So they called 911. 911 called We Energies. A fire truck came to our house. We Energies crew had to come to the house.
Oh, I know what Elizabeth
is
saying.
They had to dig. No, I didn't.
Hey, everybody, look what's going on. Big party over here.
I'm at the store.
Oh,
I know nothing until after Eric found out there wasn't any kind of gas leak or electrical problem. Then
well,
he calls
goodness.
Me and he's like, hey, I bleeped up. I'm like, what? He's like, I was digging. Where were you digging? So now here's the crazy thing, Radar. The bill for $1,671 showed up this week to the house.
And this bill is for what? For repairs of the electric line?
It's for the repairs and for the hourly wages of the employees on a Sunday who had to come fix the problem. Almost $2,000 bill showed up to the house. Now, we kind of thought, all right, a bill's going to show up. Our neighbor, who's an electrician, he popped over because neighbors were like, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
He did say, he's like, you guys are going to probably get billed for this. And we're like, oh my gosh, how much is it going to be? And he said, it could be a lot. It could actually be a lot of money. How crazy that this just showed up now.
So that was 2023.
Like, what an expensive mistake.
And now the mistake.
That we absolutely have to pay for.
Now you're paying for it.
We kind of thought like, oh, maybe they just felt bad. And they knew what we were doing. We're putting the flagpole in for our son who's a Marine. And this is what happened. But what an expensive mistake. And I can't believe it just showed up to the house now.
Oops.
I know. I called Eric and I said, hey, so remember the whole digging the flagpole mistake? Yeah, we didn't get away with that.
Come back to bite you.
$1,700 later. I paid it. I literally paid it yesterday.
So it happened in 2023.
It showed up and I paid it right away.
24 went by, nothing.
Nothing.
And now here it is. Oh, you're going to pay for this. You're going to pay for this mistake.
Anybody else have an expensive mistake?
Something to come back from the past and bite you? What is this? 414-432-1099 if you want to join the show. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.